Mrs. Kelly's Sweet Shop by Carmel Conroy for Ireland's Own. Mrs. Kelly's Sweet Shop stood on the corner of Brown Street and Charlotte Street, Carlow, where I lived for my childhood years. For as long as I can remember, it was painted red and had a bow window displaying sweets and treats on offer. In the summer months, the window would be draped on the inside with yellow cellophane to stop the sun from fading the contents, and always reminded me of a Lucozade bottle. It was more than just a corner shop. It was a place to hear all the local news and stories, and where troubles and woes would be discussed, and more often than not solved. A bell over the door would tinkle on opening to announce the arrival of a customer. Mrs. Kelly, or Ma Kelly, as she was affectionately known, would shuffle from her kitchen in her slippers to take her place behind the counter. She was a quiet lady with a head of grey curls and always wore a half apron. As a child, I thought she must be 100 years old, but know now that wasn't the case. The shelf on the back wall behind the counter groaned with the weight of the glass jars, displaying sweets of all colours and flavours. Bullseyes, clove drops, bonbons, apple drops, to name but a few. When I would finally make my choice, the contents of the jar would be tipped into a silver weighing scales. A few extra would be thrown in for good measure. The sweets would then be put into a paper cone that she would have made from old newspapers. My favourite treat was the sherbet dib dab, and the sachet contained sherbet fizz, which would be eaten with the help of a lollipop. When the last of the fizz was eaten, the lollipop could then be finished off. I loved the fizzy feeling on my tongue and the way the sherbet always tickled my nose. In addition to sweets and treats, she also sold the essentials. Bread, milk, sugar, tinned food, and the counter always had a big slab of country butter covered with another dish. This was cut in accordance with the amount required, weighed, and then wrapped in greaseproof paper. Open packets of Woodbine cigarettes were stashed under the counter, and these were sold loose, even in ones and twos. Inside the door, there were tins of loose biscuits with glass lids, which could be purchased by weight. She also stocked a small selection of comics, and of course, Ireland's Own. I loved the smell of them when I entered the shop. At Christmas, the window would be transformed. On the bottom, she would place white cotton wool to give the effects of snow. Paper chains and tinsel would be draped on the glass. Boxes of lemon sweets, selection boxes, and chocolate Santas would catch the eye of all who passed by. Mrs. Kelly always took the time to chat, inquire after family and friends, and took great interest in the comings and goings in the neighbourhood and town. She never had a harsh word, and was pleasant to all who entered her emporium. One October evening, on my way home from school, I heard the fire brigade siren and saw the engine speed into our street. To my horror, I realised that the sweet shop was on fire. Afterwards, they discovered it was a fault in the wiring. After what seemed like hours and hours, the fire was extinguished and thankfully nobody was injured in the outbreak. Mrs. Kelly never reopened her shop again. The street lost not only a place to shop, but somewhere for friends and neighbours to meet, chat, and put the world to rights. More importantly, we lost a friend, a confidant, and a keeper of secrets.